League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
It's pretty dope.
The absolute best choice.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I'm Greg Berhalter. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 as we roll on. This is Gary Newman, You Are In My Vision, some of his early stuff. Quick word here for Lustav Vermouth. The Liga update we usually bring you is by Lustav Vermouth. You get a little Spain in your life, Lustav Vermouth is fun, whether over ice with tonic water or club soda, or my favorite, paired with your favorite gin. In a gin and tonic, you break the orange peel, you get the essence and the oils in there, and then a few drops of lime juice. It is refreshing. Coming up in the next segment, we have a couple of cocktails from our man Brett Essler of Lustau, and we'll get you there. But right now, we go to a great friend of the show. Great friend of mine. This is a guy that once drove 5 hours from Dallas to be a part of our Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics, got in the car, drove back, didn't even want a hotel. Jumped out in his tracksuit, worked with kids for a couple of hours on behalf of pediatric cancer, got in his car, and went the other direction back to Dallas. You know him as a former FC Dallas goalkeeper, and I mentioned River Plate is on right now, and he played for River Plate in Argentina as well. He is Dario Sala. He joins us now. Dario, thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, the pleasure is mine. You're always a good friend of mine. I've been 15 years in this country. And you are one of the people in soccer that I know the most and for a long time. So I'm very happy to be in your program, your radio show, and I want to say hello to all your audience. That is pretty big.
You know something, Dario? People still come up to me and say, remember when you had Dario Sala on and he talked about the car battery that flew out of the crowd when he was in goal in the Copa Libertadores?
I can hear. Can you?
Yes.
Yeah,
let me repeat
you
that.
Well, Glenn.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Higher, my volume a little higher.
Okay, can you try that, Tyler? Let me see. Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Yeah, now it's better. Now
okay. So people still come up to me from an interview we did prior where you had spoken about a car battery came out of the crowd and landed near the goal when you were in goal in the Copa Libertadores.
Well, that's one of the little items that they throw me in Copa. In Chile was a bottle of wine, Chilean wine,
jeez,
good wine. So we probably drink it after us.
Oh, man. So Copa Libertadores is
crazy.
Yeah, it's back in full swing now. You know, I like it because there is some element of off the rails. You know, it's a little bit crazier than, you know, the UEFA Champions League. Tell me some of your experiences about playing in it and just, you know, what it means to South Americans.
Well, basically, the rivalry goes to the level of the nationality. I know in Europe, it's no, when Real Madrid play Bayern Munich, it's not about Germans playing Spaniards. But in South America, it's kind of, I think, goes to the level of that, to the country level. Especially Argentina, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay. Well, now the rivalry goes to Argentina, Chile, because they beat us in the Copa America twice. So they take all the country element, all the country competition into the club competition. So that makes it very passionate and interesting to see. For us as a player, it's extreme. Every time you play in Copa Libertadores, is representing your country. So it's not just your club. So it's pretty a good amount of pressure. And the night before, when you go and play away, it's not easy to take because there are 500,000 people outside the hotel making noises, fireworks, so they don't let you sleep very well. So you got to take a pill, you got to call the doctor. I need to sleep because the noise is outside. Even the people who work in the hotel is very big fan of the club, of the city, and they're very local. So we bring our own chef, no kidding. Yeah, our own chef, go to the kitchen, do our food, because there are several cases of poison, food poison, or tea. With a special herb that it goes to the doping, anti-doping. Some players get penalized with anti-doping rules because the tea that they were drinking in the hotel. So it goes to the field stuff that you can even imagine.
We're talking to Dario Sala. Remember, he was on Tata Martino's staff at Atlanta United when they won the MLS Cup. He was down in Colo-Colo with Chile as a coach as well. He's had a storied career, has played in South America. We know him from FC Dallas and in Major League Soccer. Dario, you have seen this league changing now. You have seen the amount of young South American players that are coming into this league. How different is it now for you, having played in it?
Well, it's very different, and it's very competitive. It's been growing in the right way, in the right direction. We have to give some credit to the league in the term of how to make this grow, make the club grow, make the cities get involved. Because when I came in 2005, remember, Glenn, it was more of the problem was how to get our soccer fans to get identified with the club level. They were picking up on the passion level, watching the World Cup and get behind the U.S. team, the U.S. men national team. And the problem at the time was to have those fans that they were following soccer around the country and they were very passionate in the World Cup time, how to get those fans to be a club-level fan. I think they did a pretty good job. Atlanta United is a clear example. Seattle Sounders, Portland, those teams, they follow the rules of marketing and how to market their teams, their brand, associated with the whole community. I think that's the key, how the involvement with the soccer team and the community is, because you have to show the fans that you're authentic as a club. It's not like, I want you to be a season ticket holder, but we don't do much for you as a community. I think that was key in the marketing plan of MLS and how teams execute those marketing points to get the team where they're supposed to be. In terms of on the field, I think MLS did some variation of the rules because, MLS put every year new rules. And the direction of those rules is incentivizing or promoting bringing young players. It was in the beginning when I came in 2005 through 2010, it was bringing a marquee player that will be a recognized name around the world, Beckham, Titi Henry, and I can go on and on about the list of the great players that they came, big star around the world, and that they did amazing for our league to grow. But now, we already have the recognition from the local fans as a club, as MLS. We have the TV deals that we wanted to have. MLS get those TV deals that they were aiming, bringing those fantastic big stars in soccer. And they were changing the rule on the designated player. I think it was really great to hit the salary cap and less amount of money if you bring a designated player under 23 or if you bring a designated player under 20-year-old. And that encouraged the scouting that the club needs to do to bring the best player for the best price, but with the best projection, because MLS was historically a league that doesn't sell players. doesn't sell players. So it's problematic because as a league, you want to be able to sell players and put those players in the best stage, showcase them, and then come back and play for the national team. So I think when we came with Tata Martino to MLS, one of the things I told Tata, because I was always consult with Tata about what kind of player will work in MLS or what kind of player can be really successful in MLS. And I take a little credit, you know, I'm kind of low profile on taking any credit, but I take a little credit on giving him some point about what kind of player can work, because it's a fast-paced league that nobody around the world, or probably the players and agents and coaches that they come to the league, think, okay, it's not as fast-paced as other leagues. No, it is. It's as competitive as other leagues. The level of the player is amazing at this point. Extremely competitive. And the good thing is the money or the wallet is not going to take you anywhere. It's not going to make you win a championship like it sometimes it does around the world, in Juventus or Real Madrid or Barcelona, Manchester City or Bayern Munich. And that show, for example, Inter Miami, they spend $100 million in transfer fees. And it doesn't seem that Columbus Crew with 10% of the budget that Inter Miami and Paul McDonald spend over there, they're running to win the league, and Inter Miami is probably in the last places. So that showed the scouting and the work that you got to put into, and bring a great head coach, and bring a great director of the youth, and bring a great technical director. That helped immensely with that task.
We're talking to Dario Sala. So on that note, Dario, Lucas Zelarayán obviously playing very, very well for the Columbus Crew, who you mentioned, 4 goals, 3 assists from Argentina. You got Polito. You got Recuarte in Dallas. We just saw Emmanuel Reynoso from Boca Juniors down here in Houston. I mean, we can go on and on with the names here. Of young South American talent and Mexican talent and Central American talent. You are involved in this now. I mean, you obviously have a tremendous understanding of the league, but you now have a company where you are now beginning to represent players. Tell me a little bit about that, because I find that interesting after you come from coaching now.
Yeah, I tell you about Agrinsonis. Agrinsonis Sport is a great team, led by Alan Carson. An entrepreneur from Atlanta. He's a great guy. He's a great person who is very successful in business, great family, and especially the values that he want to put into the agency. So I get in business with him because the relationship that we have as a person first, and then we're a really, really good friends. Actually, it's one of the things that when I come back to Atlanta to our office, and I always mention that I miss Alan as a person. And the relationship that we create that. But taking it to the business side, we put those values into the what it was in my career to have an agent, and the relationship that you got to have with an agent, not only representing you or trying to get the best deal possible from a team, it's just to the personal level as a really caring of their life, of the field, most important, and their family and their values. And I think that we're doing a great job because we have a clientele of 45, 50 players right now. Tito Villalba is one of them who was coached by me in Atlanta United. And Tito, when I come back to MLS, we have some team interest in MLS. He's a clear example. He got injured the other day against Boca Junior playing Libertadores. And we have the special attention bringing the best doctor possible in Paraguay for him and going to see and see Tito in his home. So that's the kind of relationship that you want to have with your players. In terms of MLS and a scouting group that we have, we're trying to build relationship with technical directors, head coaches, general managers, and the league, bringing some knowledge about what the South American culture is. They're doing a great job on their own in the scouting department. I think our agency can help team and MLS to bring the best player for the right price and with the best projection. We we're totally into the same philosophy of bringing the young talent in before they go to Europe and use MLS as a platform, as a showcase of their talent, like the case of Almiron, Martinez in Atlanta, Petey Martinez, that he recently was sold by Atlanta United in 19, 20 million. They sold Almiron in 25 million to Newcastle. And those are the type of players that MLS needs to bring right now, make the excitement of the fans at the level that they deserve, and also bringing a player who is going to be a projection and be sold or be buy by Premier League, La Liga, or Bundesliga. I think this is the right direction. Our agency, Arizona, is totally in tune with that. We have a great team. We have an office in South America in Buenos Aires with Patricio Lombija. We have an office in Atlanta with Masu, who's an agent well known for many, many years in the U.S. So I think we can help MLS to keep bringing the best players with Arizona.
Dario, as always, thank you for coming on. I'm excited about your new project. I mean, every time I watch Copa Libertadores, I have it on a monitor here from the home studio. And, you know, it's just amazing to look at the talent that's on all these teams. And sometimes some teams that are not as well known, quite frankly, there's just some unreal talents out there. So thank you, as always, for coming on. I wish you best of luck with that. And again, we never forget here in Houston when you drove all the way from Dallas to be a part of the Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic. Thank you for that, too.
I will do it again. You just need to call me, and I will be there.
All right. Dario, you're the best. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Dario Sala. How about that? Interesting stories there. Great stuff from Dario. A couple of quick hits here before we get you into a loose style situation here. We are having our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, as always. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. UEFA Super Cup is on Thursday. Champions League winner Bayern Munich taking on Europa League winner Sevilla. That's on CBS. Some good news for Luis Suarez. This coming from La Marca in Spain. Bartomeu, the coach of Barcelona, has taken an 180-degree turn. And now it looks like Luis Suarez is going to end up at Atletico Madrid. So that's going to add some spice to La Liga. All right, we're going to take a break. Break is brought to you by Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway, Markey Entertainment Center, 18 TVs, big screen, Houston Liverpool supporters group out there. Those are a great bunch of guys. By the way, they now know that Adam Lundqvist, the Dynamo left back, is a big Liverpool fan. All right, glendavissoccer.com, Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook, Soccer Matters, Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. That is shameless promotion. We'll take a break. We come back. Albert Elise is going to join us next, plus Cocktails with Brett, courtesy of Loose Down.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. As we roll on here, it's time now for our Loose Style Vermouth update and Cocktails with Brett Essler. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about Loose Style. Get a little Spain in your life. Loose Style Vermouth is fun. You can use it in so many different ways, whether over ice with tonic water or club soda. My favorite way, paired with my favorite gin. In a gin and tonic, you break a little orange peel, you get the essence, and then a few drops of lime juice. Loose Style Vermouth is refreshing. You can try the Rojo. That's got hints of caramel and cola. The Rojo's great in a Manhattan or a Negroni. Or the Rosé with a hint of vanilla, or the White, a little rosemary feel to that. Both are great in gin and tonics. Loose Style Vermouth, ask for it at your local liquor store, and they will order it for you. Which brings us now to one of Zagat's top-rated bartenders in the United States. He is residing in Austin. Brett Essler joins us now. Brett, thanks for coming on the show as usual. I'm excited about the cocktails you have. Let's start off with one you call Close Quarters.
For sure, for sure. It's good to be back. Thank you for having me. You know, being mid-September, kind of approaching fall and all that stuff, I think it's a great drink for those that are kind of still holding on to summertime. This is something that's light, refreshing, crisp, and bright. You only need 5 ingredients. They're all pretty basic, some that you'll have at home, you know, simple syrup, stuff like that. The close quarters, though, is going to be basically a split base. So your typical shot is 1.5 ounces. We're going to split that in half to 0.75 ounces each of Lustau Fino Sherry. It's just going to be a fortified wine out of Spain, very dry and light. And then we're going to have 0.75 ounces of the Lustau Vermut Blanc, which we've touched on the show. Going to add 0.75 ounces of lime juice and 0.5 ounces of simple syrup. We're going to go ahead, we're going to shake that up, get it properly diluted, and we're going to strain that into a coupe glass. And then to kind of garnish that and finish it off, we're going to do 0.25 ounces of Aperol. If you can pour that over the back of a spoon into the cocktail, and it'll kind of sink to the bottom of the glass, you'll have this bright red at the bottom of the glass that'll kind of fade into that green daiquiri. And we'll go ahead and throw a sage leaf on top just as a garnish, kind of tie it all in. Super refreshing, very crushable. And again, one of those drinks, it's going to be low ABV. And what we mean by that is just low alcohol by volume. So you can enjoy more of them and not be too mad at yourself the next morning. So
tell you one thing about it's actually making me think about going out and getting all these ingredients because I don't want the summer to end yet. Fino Sherry, is there any replacement for that at home for people that you can
absolutely? So if you don't happen to have a Fino Sherry lying around, you can definitely get after like a Chardonnay, maybe a Sauve Blanc, any sort of dry white wine. And you know, if you're feeling a little spicy and you want to fortify that, you can always throw in any sort of white liquor, whether it's gin, rum, tequila, vodka. That'll all work.
Brett, this sounds awesome. All right, let's go into the next one, which these are kind of appropriate based on the times right now. Let's go to, because we love La Liga too in Spain, let's go to the cocktail called Stuck in Spain.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be, you know, again, one of those drinks you can drink all year round, but fall, winter time is also a really good time for it just because some of the stuff that's in it. So we're going to start with 1.5 ounces of the Lustau Vermut Rojo, you know, just something a little more appropriate for the fall and winter time, a little bit heavier, a little bit richer. We're going to add 0.75 ounces of Orgeat, which is just an almond syrup. It's found in a lot of coffee shops. You can find it at any local liquor store. And we're going to add 0.75 ounces of fresh lemon juice to that. Same thing, we're going to go ahead, shake that up, get it properly diluted, strain it into a coupe glass. We'll go ahead and express some lemon oil over that. And by that, we just mean, you know, getting a lemon peel and just squeezing those oils out, discard the peel. And then we'll pop a little star anise pod in there just to add a little another fall element. And again, it's just very refreshing and citrusy and all of that stuff. And that's going to be your Stuck in Spain featuring the Lustau.
I love the star anise as the garnish. That's awesome. And
yeah,
you know
it looks
what?
Good.
I know you're encouraging, but Lustau is so good for, you know, coming up and being creative with cocktails and drink. It's amazing what you come up with each time. Now, one thing that jumped out to me, Orgeat, is there a replacement for that?
Yeah, so if you don't happen to have anything at the house or you're not able to make it over to the store, you might happen to have a bottle of Amaretto sitting in a cupboard somewhere. That's a definite replacement for that, too, that you could get after, and it should be able to work just fine.
Well, Brett, as always, thank you so much for coming on. These are great cocktails. Get to work on the next two.
Thank you,
Glenn. We're going to get you back on the show, but your expertise is amazing, and thank you for giving me some ideas for the weekend.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right. That's Brett Essler. He's a Zagat-rated top bartender representing Lustau. And again, I remind you, Lustau Vermouth. Get a little Spain in your life. Lustau Vermouth, fun. You can do it over ice with tonic water, club soda. Pair it with your favorite gin and a gin and tonic with an orange peel, a few drops of lime juice. Lustau Vermouth is refreshing. Three types, the Rojo with caramel and cola, the Rosé with a hint of vanilla, and the White with rosemary. Lustau Vermouth, ask for it at your local liquor store. You had two great cocktails to focus on tonight, the Closed Quarters and Stuck in Spain.
It's making you thirsty, right, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these are great cocktails. I mean, this guy, Brett, I mean, I've gone to his bar in Austin and have had cocktails there. And I mean, he's amazing. But Lustau Vermouth is L-U-S-T-A-U. You can ask for it at your local liquor store here in Houston. Everybody's got it. And if they don't, you ask them for it. By the way, 3-0 at halftime, River Plate and Binacional of Peru. River looking like a typical Marcelo Gallardo River side. And again, Copa Libertadores is on and rolling this week. And it's just, man, it's just incredible soccer. It's on BN. I know everybody doesn't get BN, but just some of these games, it's just refreshing. It's very, very different from watching Europe to a large degree. And there's a lot of MLS connection here, and there's a lot of talent here you're looking at going, wow, this would fit in Major League Soccer. There's teams down there that, you know, need money, like Mateo Bahamich's team in Argentina in the second division. They're cash-strapped, and there's some good value in great buys when it comes to players in South America right now with a lot of the economical problems, no question at all. All right, so had an opportunity to catch up with Albert Delisse. Albert Delisse is going to go down as one of the greatest Dynamo players ever, certainly in the three most dynamic attacking player category when it comes to guys that could beat people off the dribble, brought a variety of skills, pace, power, ability to, you know, to create and set others up, but also score goals. And, you know, I think when we're talking the Dynamo, we're talking Dwayne De Rosario. We're talking clearly Albert Delisse, and we're probably going to be talking about Darwin Quintero in the future as the real most dynamic players when it comes to creating, orchestrating attacks, no question. So here's my interview with Albert Delisse before heading out to Boavista in Portugal.
Albert, thank you for joining us. What would you like to say to the Houston Dynamo fans?
No, que muchas gracias por todo el cariño que me brindaron en todo el tiempo que estuve aquí, por siempre estar ahí apoyándome en el estadio, siempre con las muestras de apoyo de la Black Panther, siempre eso fue muy motivante para mí y siempre lo voy a llevar en mi corazón, ¿no? Y voy a estar agradecido de por vida con ellos y espero algún día poder regresar y volver a verlos, ¿no?
No, thank you. Thank you very much for all the love you all have given me during the time that I was here, for always being there to support me in the stadium, always supporting with the Black Panther masks. That was always motivating for me to see, and I would always carry it in my heart. And I will be grateful for life with them, and I hope one day to be able to return and see them all again.
What are the best memories you have of Houston?
Hay varias. Creo que, claro, que lo más lindo fue haber salido campeón de la Copa, ¿no? Algo lindo, porque creo que no hay nada como ganar un trofeo, una Copa, y más que era la primera del equipo, ¿no? Eso fue algo muy, muy lindo que siempre llevar en mi corazón. Y claro, cada partido con la afición, cada vez que me tocaba anotar y celebrar como Pantera, ver a la afición con esas sonrisas y celebrando, eso siempre es algo que me marcó y siempre lo voy a llevar en mi corazón, ¿no?
There's many. I think, of course, the most beautiful thing was to win the U.S. Open Cup. It was something nice. I think there is nothing like winning a trophy, a cup, and more because it was the first one for the team. That was something very nice that I will always carry in my heart. And, of course, every game with the fans. Every time I was able to score and celebrate like a Panther, see the fans with that smile and celebrating, that is something that will stay marked with me and I will always carry inside my heart.
What differences do you see in the Portuguese First Division compared to Major League Soccer?
No, como siempre en Europa, ¿no? Un fútbol, sabemos, podemos decir, más intenso, ¿no? En Portugal, más rápido, podemos decir, más fuerte, porque hay muchos jugadores brasileños, entonces sabemos que es un fútbol bastante dinámico, ¿no? Y pues trataremos de adaptarnos lo más rápido posible a este fútbol y mostrar la mejor versión de Albert Ellis.
As always, in Europe, we can say it's more intense. In Portugal, faster. We can say stronger because there are many Brazilian players, so we know it's quite dynamic football. And, well, I will try to adapt as quickly as possible to this football and show the best version of Albert Ellis.
Albert, thank you very much for joining us. And, of course, I'm going to miss the Panther crawl here in Houston, but I know everybody who listens to this show are going to follow your career in Europe with Boavista. Any last words for the listeners?
No, claro, siempre me podía ver por las redes sociales. Glenn, muchas gracias siempre por el apoyo que me dio en todo este año que estuve aquí. Siempre voy a estar muy agradecido con usted por el apoyo y a todos los fanáticos que escuchan Soccer Matter, un saludo y esperamos que poder triunfar en Europa y poner en alto gracias al nombre del Dynamo, porque estuve aquí en la institución donde fue donde crecí y poder regresar algún día, ¿no? Un saludo a todos.
Of course, I could always see the coverage on social media. Glenn, thank you very much for all the support you have given me all these years. I will always be grateful to you for that support, and to the fans who listen to Soccer Matters, a hello. And hopefully we will be able to triumph in Europe and raise the name of the Houston Dynamo, because I was here in this institution. This is where I grew up, and maybe I'll be able to return one day. Hello to all.
Powerful stuff from Albert Elise, and you can't be happier for him. Look, he made it very clear he wanted to get to Europe. He had the ambition to get to Europe. At some point, that has to be honored. It was. Off he goes. Now, I don't know what, you know, they're reporting all different types of fees for Albert Elise. Some are saying it was around a million two. You know, who knows? Look, when it comes to buying and selling players, you're going to win some. You're going to lose some. They're not all going to work out. This is happening to every club in Major League Soccer, but it is a buying and selling league now. And everyone's going to have to get on board with that if they do want to compete in a lot of ways. So exciting stuff for Albert Elise. Good on the Dynamo because the Dynamo making moves to prepare for the absence of Elise, and talking to Tab Ramos said basically, look, it's going to be different now. And it's a different buildup we have. It's a different type of soccer we're playing. And we're increasing our stable of attacking players with Ramirez, Quintero, Ari Lassiter, and others that will join the fray in the future. So wishing Albert good luck, and who knows, maybe he'll debut against Porto this weekend. We'll take a break here. It's Can't You Hear Me Knocking by the Rolling Stones. Take a break. It's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, daspitlaw.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. You get in a car accident, motorcycle, bike, 18-wheeler, work in a refinery, construction, John and his firm, well, they're going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Get that representation you need. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Also on the Horn in Austin, Texas. Without them, we are not on the air. So thank you to the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a break. We got more to come. Soccer by Ives. Ives Galarsip coming up next.
Anyone can wear the mask.
Not all face masks offer the same protection. At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection in sizes for adults, teens, and kids. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off. Boomer Naturals, the official masks of ESPN Houston. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Outstanding song from the Rival Sons. By the way, that interview with Albert Elise, big, big thanks to Jorge Clara, Victor Ariza, journalists here in Houston, who really did all the legwork on that interview. And it was Victor who provided the translation there. That was great stuff from Albert Elise. You know, his exit comes in a very, very professional way, very gracious, very thankful to people. That's the way you want it to happen. And in fairness to him, he was very patient because he had made it clear quite some time ago that he really wanted this opportunity to go to Europe. And for it to happen and to go to Boavista in Portugal, where a lot of players have used that league as a stepping stone to others. Pretty phenomenal story from this young man who we saw blossom in Houston after coming over from Monterrey and, of course, growing up in Honduras. I mean, these stories with Albert Elise and Minor Figueroa, Boniac Garcia, these are off-the-charts sports stories in Houston that just do not get covered. I hate to say it. They just don't get covered. People don't understand the trials, the tribulations, the things that occurred for them to get where they have gotten into the game, where they're playing in World Cups and Olympics. So there you go. So a big welcome back. River Plate still up 3-0 on Binacional of Peru. And we go to Soccer by Ives. It's a tremendous place for soccer information. He is Ives Galarsep. He joins us now. Ives, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate we're wrapping up in big style with you tonight, so I appreciate you coming on. And first, I just wanted to reach out to you about Luis Suarez and his ability. Now, all of a sudden, there's been a 180 by Bartomeu, the president of Barcelona, and he's headed to Atletico Madrid. Any other things you can add to that situation there? Because I think it's a good thing for La Liga.
Well, I mean, it's good for La Liga that Suarez stays in the league, but you just wonder how that Barcelona attack is going to, you know, go on. I think they're going to miss him as much as, you know, there were some questions about, you know, where what he had left, but I have a feeling they're going to miss him.
And then Barcelona and Sergiño Dest, the U.S. defender. How about some thoughts on that? Because that seems to be the hot topic here in the U.S. today.
Well, that's the big question is who's going to end up with Dest? Is it going to be Bayern? Is it going to be Barcelona? By all accounts, it looks like Bayern has jumped ahead of Barcelona. I think Barcelona was early on him, but they didn't have the money to close the deal. And in that delay, Bayern was able to jump in there. And now you kind of have this tug of war. And I think it's probably going to be up to Dest, really. Where he feels like he should go. Does he go to Barcelona where he has a better chance to be a starter, or does he go to Bayern and join the juggernaut in Bayern?
So as I'm thinking about this, and we've been talking a lot on the two shows this week just about the young, you know, changing talent and changing of the guard that's been occurring over the last couple of seasons, you know, Lucas De La Rayon in Columbus, Alan Pulido, Rick Huarte in Dallas, Emmanuel Reynoso coming from Boca Juniors, and this whole change in sort of the philosophy of buying and selling and going younger and South American and Central American Ives. And you know, I kind of look at the Bayern situation. They struck gold with Alphonso Davies. You know, the fact that these American players are shining a bit on other teams, I would assume this makes the market for them better and maybe even more eyeballs on Major League Soccer. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no question. I think the fact that you're seeing so many young players, so many young Americans and so many young North Americans thrive, it kind of makes it less of a risk for teams that are looking to invest. And obviously with what scouts have been coming to North America for some time and coming to the U.S. looking at the young talent, but now they realize that, you know, Christian Pulisic wasn't necessarily just a one-off, that there is talent. There is a lot of talent in the pipeline, and it's worth investing in that talent. And I think it's great that you're seeing more young Americans head over there, but it's also great that you're seeing more young Americans get a chance to play regular minutes early on in MLS. Because you remember 10 years ago, you know, 18, 19-year-olds, you know, they are stuck on the bench. They wouldn't see the field, and that would really set back the development of that whole generation. And now those young players are actually getting into starting lineups, getting to play regular games.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there really wasn't even the USL wasn't as refined then. Teams didn't really have reserve teams. So Brendan Aaronson, Philadelphia, he's a talent. He's, you know, in the vein of a playmaker, which we don't see many Americans in Major League Soccer in that role. How about your thoughts on him, where you think he might end up, and how you think he would do in Europe?
Well, I'd say he's come so far in just the past year, because I can remember watching him a year ago, and even though he, you know, Jim Curtin obviously saw a lot of him really early on, and, you know, he was starting Aaronson over Marco Fabian, the established Mexican international. And at that time last summer, he didn't have that end product yet, but you could see there were some flashes, but he didn't quite have that kind of finishing burst, that finishing play. And now he's kind of taken that next step and he's added that. And now you see a player who is just so confident. And now he makes that play. Now he makes that killer pass, and he makes that and can finish that killer shot. And that's what scouts love to see and European clubs love to see. And so when you consider how young he is, it's understandable why so many teams are interested in him. And obviously, I think at this point, it's pretty clear he isn't going to leave yet. But I'd say come January, it's going to be pretty hard for Philly to hold on to him. And I don't get the sense that they want to stand in the way either. I think they understand the value of him being sold and kind of getting that pipeline going of talent passing through there.
Talking to Ives Galarsip, Soccer by Ives, and does a lot of great work for many years covering the game in the United States up and down and around the world. Ives, you broke the Albert Elise story, so just take us through that a little bit. Take us into some of the details of it. Maybe if you have an idea what the transfer fee was. I mean, we've seen the rumors. And then take us into how you think Albert will produce in a league that's probably a bit more tactical and different, obviously, than Major League Soccer in Portugal.
Right. Well, I mean, I'd say it's interesting you mentioned the rumors as far as what the price is. Now, I don't have the exact price. I don't know the exact price, but what I do know is that he was in what amounted to the last 4 months of his contract, right? So if you're a European team, are you necessarily going to pay a seven-figure transfer fee for 4 months of a player when you can have them for free in January? So I just don't see that being a thing. So for me, I'm not putting much weight into that rumor. So, as great as it would be for Houston if they could get $1 million and a sell-on fee, I mean, that'd be great. But, I mean, I have a feeling it had to be significantly less than that, which is obviously unfortunate. But I think Houston missed the boat a year ago by not either selling him or signing him to a new contract. I think when you're in that position, when the market's, you know, after a player like that, you either sell and cash in or you sign him to a new deal. So that way, a year from then, you can still sell him for a big number. And I think they missed the boat on that. Hopefully, they did get a decent fee, but I can't imagine it was that much just because 4 months left, 5 months left on a deal, teams just don't generally spend that kind of money.
He was walking free in December. And you know, the other thing is he was very, very vocal, respectfully, though, about wanting to play in Europe. And, you know, a lot would come out in the Honduran press, as you know, you saw it. What are some of the other things that jump out to Albert, about Albert to you that tells us that he will be a success in Portugal?
Oh, I mean,
outside of the raw physical characteristics.
And that's the thing. I mean, I think he's grown as a player. I think when he first came into the league, he definitely relied, you know, a lot more on just his physical gifts, and I feel like as a player, he grew and rounded out some other aspects of his game. I think it's unfortunate that he wasn't able to be part of stronger teams in Houston, because I think for that reason he was a bit overlooked and for me underrated, because for me he's been one of the better players in the league for some time now, but he's never kind of gotten that due because the Houston teams have kind of struggled during his time there. But I don't have any doubts that he'll be able to go over there and thrive, especially just, you know, kind of having more talent around him. And for me, it's a little disappointing that now he leaves when Houston actually has maybe, for my money, the best team they've had since he's been there. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like this current team that they have, you know, if he had been able to stick around, finish out the year, I mean, there's no telling how, you know, what kind of run Houston could have put together here in the late going. And that's, again, that's another reason why, getting back to the idea of, I think they missed the boat on signing him to a new deal a year ago, because if you sign him to a new deal a year ago, then you're not necessarily necessarily having to move him now to get something. You can maybe convince him to stick around till January, till the winter window, and have him finish out the year. I think he would have been open to that if he knew he was definitely getting sold. So
we gotta shut it down because we're up on the hard break. I'm sorry about that. Great stuff. Thank you for coming on tonight. For everybody who listened in, we appreciate it as well. Aaron Raybould, Victor Ariza, Jorge Clara, thank you for all your work tonight. That'll do it for Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.